Using Your Marbles, a mini educational podcast by Creative Marbles Consultancy.
We've been getting questions about gap years and other options besides college. So Julie, CFO and partner of Creative Marbles, offers the following advice for parents based on her experience having chosen an alternative to college.
It's really a relationship. I think as every mom or dad would want from their student is to have a regular, open, honest dialogue about not just about homework, but asking questions and having dialogues beyond just a standard, did you finish your homework for the day? Really trying to understand a person's interest and even principle or philosophy, how they see the world, how they see themselves within the world, how they interact with people. So you can kind of understand the student so that then they can have a greater confidence in themselves, because ultimately they are the ones who have to pass the classes. They are the ones who have to make the necessary choices for them to mature into the person that they want to become. Because no matter how much a parent would stress the need to do something, ultimately the student is the one responsible for doing it. So I would, from a parent standpoint, advise a lot of observation and trying to understand and using whatever tools are necessary that a parent has in order to understand themselves. A parent's model in trying to understand themselves as a human being plays a huge role in encouraging a student to be introspective. From the standpoint in helping a student is really trying to expand on what they see as a student's inherent interest and creating the environment so the student can challenge themselves even more. I think there's a need to expose a student to different subject matter. There's a need to encourage a student to expand outside their comfort zone of subject of interest, because a student may or may not know that they're interested in these other subject matter activities if they don't try. Allowing the student to explore, to quote-unquote fail at their first attempt at something.
And then encouraging them to try it again, don't give up.
At the first attempt, because they think they should be excellent in it, the first try. And I think that sets a student up for failure and possibly to discourage them from doing something that they may actually be quite interested in doing in the long term, because they're afraid to disappoint their parents. They have their own internal expectations that are too high or too great for someone who is just first trying out something. For more information, please visit facebook.com/creativemarbles. Copyright Creative Marbles Consultancy, 2012.